Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right, family, good morning and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online. Their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, if you need to go back and listen to this series, and I believe that you will. Sorry, our allergies are kind of getting out of hand here. You can go to successwithnicola.com and click on Power Start Call. You know, our series right now, we're talking about it's time to stop sleeping on your dream and start building it. Stop sleeping, start building. Stop sleeping, start building. I said this a few times because a lot of people, they think that they're really like not sleeping on their dreams. They believe that time is going to take care of executing their plan that God has for them, executing their plan of taking their spot at the top in their business. I recognize this in many people, and I know that procrastination, the root cause of it is multiple things. However, you have got to acknowledge it and deal with it. Because if not, then you'll see network marketing working for everyone else except you. Now, our scripture on today is coming through Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And this is so fitting when we start talking about building something. It requires us not only a plan, but a foundation. I am just so excited for what God is going to do with us here. And I just want us to really go to the Lord. So many of us are distracted and we think that day-to-day situations, challenges give us a pass of focusing on building a strong foundation through the plan that God has given us. And the same thing with our business, that we think that because life is happening to us, that that gives us a pass from what you need to be doing as far as going and helping more people life be better through your network marketing business. And that's just not so. And so I want us to go to Lord on today, because I find that when people are so much more wrapped up into their daily minutiae, they're so much wrapped up into whatever they feel is happening to them with their life, they tend not to be successful because the focus is not on what actually builds dreams. And so let's go to the Lord on this morning. Father God, we thank you. We come to you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are so glad and joyous that we're here in the land of the living again. Dear Lord, we don't want to count that as just happenstance. We know that's for a reason. We know that our purpose has not been delivered here on earth for the kingdom. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that right now we're paying attention to building, oh Father God. We're paying attention, oh Father God, to the foundation. And we're wanting to hear what thus says the Lord. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that your Holy Spirit knows everything. And so we want him to be welcome here at Power Start Your Day to guide us, direct us, and also to comfort us through the things of life, through the storms of life, oh dear Lord, so we may continue to build the dream. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we know that the future is so bright for each and every one of us, because you said that you have no respect to a person, and we believe not a part of your word, but your whole word. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for those who are under the sound of my voice, that they are moving from faith to faith, that they are willing to work on what they have the faith in. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we know that standing still builds nothing. So we are on the move. We are pursuing towards goals, oh Father God. And we're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that you're giving us the strength and the courage to know the difference of when we're standing still and when we're moving. We want to bless you and honor you, and we're going to seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, as we go out and do great exploits in our own. We're blessing your name. We're blessing your name no matter where we are, never being ashamed of who you are or whose we are. We honor you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Okay. Let's go to this scripture here, because when we start talking about building anything, we have to go to principles. Principles. Laws. Truths that it does not matter who you are. It works for anyone who works it. When we start talking about principles, that who does not work it, it does not work for them too. So when you pay attention to this scripture here, you're going to understand what I'm talking about. Because as you're building your business, you want to be clear and sure that you're building it on a very strong foundation. And so here we go. Therefore, this is Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken them to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. Great was its fall. How are you building, and what are you building on? Are you building on a rock, or are you building on sand? The thing is that how we build our lives are so similar to how we build our businesses. Your character and who you are and building your life is the same thought processes you have in building your business. And so here the word of the Lord is telling us that if you build anything, especially your life, on the rock, the principles of God, you are going to be successful. The desires of your heart will be established. Now, I need you guys to understand something. When we start talking about building on a foundation that we'll go through in just a moment, you got to realize, just like how I read this word to you, 5 days a week, I'm reading passages of the Bible to you, which is the rock. I don't care what they told you. There is no man alive that knows more than God. I don't care what they told you. There's no man alive that saw the beginning before you were formed in your mother's womb and the end the day you take your last breath. So if I were you, everything I do, you do it as unto the Lord, not unto man. And if you come back to the biblical principles, like, for instance, faith without works is dead. You got faith that your business will work for you. You got faith that you can now take your spot at the top. But each and every day, you're like dragging yourself just to do a basic daily method of operation. Are you building on a rock or are you building on sand? All I can tell you is that if you even woke up every single morning and let the word of God be your rock, it will now become commonplace for you to do what the word of God tells you to do. No matter if the storms are coming, no matter what's happening in your life, you will still remain obedient naturally to the word. This does not have to be like you trying to quit smoking or like you're trying to stop overeating. It won't be like that. It'll just be when you're trying to get up. When you get up, you know that you are up on purpose and you start to move. You start to build. I'm telling you right now, someone can inspire you to do this. Even motivate you to do this, make you feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside. They can even come alongside with you because in network marketing, you're building with other people. They can build with you, but no one can build it for you. If you build your business solid from the beginning, every network marketing business has a foundation. The compensation plans already dictate the behavior. But people try to get smarter than even what was written, what was intended to be for the foundation. And I need you guys to hear me. When you start talking about building, if anything that's built is unstable, it can be washed away with the wind. This is how people's businesses, their checks go up and down, up and down, up and down. It's just like a roller coaster ride. If you go deeper into their business, into their daily habits, even into their philosophies about the industry, even the simple principles of how to treat people, even the simple principles of going out and consistently helping people with the right intent, because God sees and knows everything. So if you want to build a business that's stable and sustainable, it's going to first require you knowing and executing a plan. Imagine a builder building a house without a plan. Would you want to live in that house? The same thing as you. You might be brand new in your business and you didn't think it was important for you to read and learn the plan, or you to show up to a training to learn the plan. Is that really a business people should want to join? Is that really a business? Are you really a leader people should want to work with? Because remember, the principle is always that you will reap what you sow. So if you're the one when no one's looking, you think that you're going to reap way more than you sow. When no one's looking, you're just hoping that the superstars jump on your team so you can get checks. And you're going to still carry on with the same character of trying to slide by. You want to continue to try to do as least as you can so you can reap the most. Even with the power of compounding, there was always a consistent sowing so that the reaping now begins to compound. But without the consistent sowing into your business, stop expecting that harvest for what you did not work for. Building a foundation solid requires consistency. You lay one brick over here, you lay one brick over there, then you take 3-4 days off and you lay another brick over there, you lay another brick over there, you take a week off, you lay another brick over here. This is how people do. They put people in the business and then they go MIA because they got problems. They got situations. They have everything. If you are building a business on solid foundation, which also includes you understanding your system and your plan for your business so that that is passed on immediately to the people that you enroll, guess what? The business can continue to grow because you're building it on a solid foundation. But I don't think you believe that you've been in the business a few months, even a year, even if you've gotten promoted, even 2 years, even if you've gotten promoted, and think that it's so solid that it won't wither away at a storm. The foundation must be tight. Can you imagine somebody building a house without a blueprint? That's many network marketers. That why most people feel network marketing is not a real business. They don't want to be trained. They just like they're just getting rich overnight. Come in here and see these people. They got this check. They got that check. But when it comes into building your foundation, you feel it may not be required or necessary, but you want to check like them. Let's think about this for a moment. I want us to go back to the scripture one more time because it is so powerful. We're going to take a few callers on this morning. I want you to listen to this one more time. This is just too powerful, too powerful. The word of the Lord says this, not Nicola. This is what the word of the Lord says. Matthew 7:24-27. It says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. It says, first you got to hear them and then you got to do them. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. So that tells me that you will need to hear over and over and over the plan. But some people, they may plug in here, plug in there, don't plug in at all, may not have looked in their back office, don't have a clue, but they're looking for a check. Now, so it says, and I will liken them to a wise man who built his house on the rock. They say, God said, you smart. If you hear it and then you do it, God says you're wise. Now remember, King Solomon asked for wisdom. You praying for a big business and King Solomon asked for wisdom. Okay, so now he says, and the man descended, and the floods came, life came, problems with your kids came, health issues came, the winds blew, and the heat on the house, but it did not fall. You built it strong, you built it solid, you showed up for training, you made sure you redirected people to where they could also be successful. You're out there sharing your business regularly, you're fully participating, so now your business is stable, and this is required over time. I want you guys, I always tell people, don't look at me. In just a few days, I will be a full decade in this industry, full time, full throttle. The same way I'm moving today is how I was moving from day one in my business, full throttle. I didn't know everything, and I still don't know everything, but I'm still moving. I'm still seeking the plan. I'm still checking and balancing. Then he says, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended. So when the rain came, the floods came, the winds blew on the house, it fell. But it didn't fall, it was a great fall. This is what happens when people don't build and they start making money. You've seen this, you've heard this, and they start making money, and then all of a sudden they look and say, my team ain't doing nothing. How many trainings have your team attended? My team not doing any. How many times are you involved and engulfed in even, you know, showing up to even a training call, what have you? Now, if this isn't what you want, if you're not trying to take your spot at the top, then this message is really not for you. If you're not trying to make a sustainable income and network marketing, then this message would not be for you. If you're not trying to say, you know what, after 5 years of truly, you know, investing my time and energy in this business, whether it's part-time or full-time, and then now I want to at least have more money in the bank than I do now. I want to not have to be going check to check. If that's not what you want, then this message is not for you. But if that is what you want, you can't lie. He said he won't be mine. Start building. Let's start building these dreams and stop sleeping on them. Stop sleeping on them. Good morning. Good morning, family. Good morning, 706, last 45312. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Andrea out of LaGrange, Georgia. How are you?
Hey, Andrea, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, girl.
We got a clear connection. We're way out at sea.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Isn't technology something else?
It most definitely is. Most definitely is. Well, I hope you guys enjoy yourself. And I just wanted to say thank you for this call this morning. This call has absolutely blown my mind. I have a lot of my team on this call listening in, and I just wanted to speak on that solid foundation because, you know, if you're looking to build a house and you don't have a blueprint, it's kind of going to be hard to build that foundation. But we have a resource here in our hands where it's just a duplication system. Like you said, learn the plan. The solid foundation has really already been built for us. All we have to do is duplicate the system. So I think that this has been an amazing, amazing call this morning, and success definitely doesn't happen by accident. And so there's one more thing that I wanted to point out. I know that you were saying, you know, how the storms will come, and I just wanted to say, think it not strange. I think that there are some people on this call this morning that needed to hear that, because not only myself, I can name multiple people in my organization that when they got into this business and they started working really hard and they were all excited, then all hell started breaking loose in their life. All kind of storms started coming with their children, with their family, with all kind of things. And I just told them, think it not strange. God has put you on track to your destiny, and the enemy is going to do everything he can to try and distract you and take your eyes off of the prize. So I just told them to stay consistent, and that's what we're going to do. And thank you again for this call. And I just wanted to say God bless you. Your leadership is awesome, and we really, really appreciate you.
Wow, thank you so much. You know, it's so true. I hear people sometimes they'll say, this has happened to me since I started. I don't think I'm going to be building the business. That has happened. That's okay. So when that storm passed, then what is it still going to leave you? Did you forget why you enrolled? Did you forget what you were trying to accomplish? So now the storm comes and you forget that the sun is going to shine again. I can tell you this right now, and they think like, okay, so somebody got to talk you off the ledge again. Someone has to talk you off the ledge again. I can tell you that is not where I sow my seeds. I can motivate, I can inspire you, the thing is here, I can build it with you, but I am not willing to build it for anyone because I know that's not a solid foundation. That's not a leader if somebody has to build it for you, someone always have to talk you off of a ledge. And what happens when your team is trying to jump off a ledge and who's going to speak them out? Y'all all jumping together? Good morning, 478-942-157. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
It's such a pleasure listening to you on this call every day. I can't thank you enough. You know, this, I'm going to say what everybody says, this call was for me. I'm a professional driver, so every time I listen to you, I'm driving. So you've got to master the crawl, which is mm-hmm. build that solid foundation, and we've mm-hmm. got to do. Faith without works is dead. If you don't,
mm-hmm.
you can have all the knowledge in the world. If you do not apply that knowledge, it's dead. Everybody says, mm-hmm. you know, the old saying is knowledge is power. That's not accurate. Knowledge and the use thereof is power.
There you go. There
but,
you
know,
go.
I'm not gonna start preaching. I'm gonna let you do that. But everybody that's on this call, to what she is saying. And it's not that it's Nicola saying it. It is coming from Scripture. Please listen.
Right.
It is coming from Scripture. If you do not, everything we do is biblical. So put it to practice. I'm done. Nicola, thank you. Have a blessed day.
God bless you. God bless you. Be safe on the road. I tell you right there, this is the primary secret to my success. When I was in the industry, the people who enrolled me in the business, they were new to the industry as well. And then my first mentors, as I shared, they were never network marketers. But I was always in the Word. And when I begin to now apply the Word, even when things happen, people will come at me, people are trying to tear me down, my business down, all sorts of things. And I began to stay steadfast with the Word. Like, just because someone else does this, I didn't do it back. I just stayed focused, increased my faith in all things, in prayer and supplication. I will continue to just keep work. Even when some people are like, oh, no, because I can tell you, listen, I could easily, it would be common for people to hear me saying, I'm on this call here at 8 o'clock, I'm at C. Why are you doing that, Nicola? Take time off. Because in their mind, I'm working. In my heart, I'm serving. It's the same thing as Jesus when he wanted to do the miracle. The Pharisees, you are doing this on the Sabbath? Excuse me? Me power starting the day and sharing it with other people, I love to do that. But other people will consider it work. But it's just my reasonable service back to God for all that he's blessed me with. And he say, you getting some of this. I don't have it all. But let me share what I do have. That's what you should be doing with your business. You don't have it all, but share what you do have every day, and watch what happens. 404, last 4, 9889. Good morning. Okay, we're going to go to 480, last 4. This is the last caller, 480, last 4, 7725. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Jason out of Phoenix, Arizona. How are you?
Hey, I'm amazing, Jason. Good morning.
I just want to say that this call was for me as well, and I really appreciate your servant attitude because that is what it takes. I've been in this business for, it'll be a year in August, And I was watching, I'm wondering, like, what is it that everybody's doing to be so successful? And I'm going up and down and up and down. And, you know, how come I'm not steady? And the last couple months, it's like my heart changed. It was all about serving other people, not looking for the commas on your check. But there was a time where, you know, you know how the Bible says, a little folding of the hands, a little sleep, so does poverty come upon the man. That's exactly what started to happen when every time I looked away and I said, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, do this one little thing, and this person is going to take me to the promised land. That's what I thought. But when I changed my focus on being a servant and saying, you know what, I need to wake up. I need to put my feet forward and see exactly what God has called me to do. As soon as I did that, it's like I entered into another dimension. So I just want to thank you for what you're saying, because it is true. And I'm going to keep going and keep my focus going. So thank you so much for putting the wind back in my sails, because I thought I was lost at sea for a minute. But I'm moving forward.
I just love always your honesty, you know. And, you know, the thing is that we also had discovered that you hadn't really followed all the steps of the plan of the company you're in. And the thing is this. Once you start knowing, even if you don't do everything right, but your heart and your intent is right and you're actually doing the work, serving other people, even the word of the Lord says the greatest amongst you is the servant, not the person who's looking to be served. And if you pay attention that, you know, people who are sitting around looking and waiting for their upline to do something, or even if you're sitting around and you got time to watch what everybody else is doing, that tells you you're not working hard enough. Because if you were working, you do not see anything. I am telling you, every record I've broken in the company, it was never intentional. It was you look up one day from the work and they say, oh, you did this again, or you did that again, or you did that again. It was nothing like, oh, I'm going to break this record. Oh, who's at that position? Oh, I'm finna make them, I'm finna dust them out. Oh, what are they doing? I'm finna, never. It was never based off of looking at someone else's life, riches, what have you. And then guess what? You will begin to now experience the dream, the plan that God has for you. Every single one of us have one. Go work yours. God bless you guys. See you tomorrow.